Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Hell yeah, dude.
Coming at you 5 days a week with all the Clippers news.
Damn.
All of it.
Yeah, all the whole thing.
It's very extensive. It's very extensive. But we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with some Twitter Tuesday questions. Just off the bat, I'd love to thank everybody who sent in their questions ahead of time.
Appreciate it. It's always welcome.
It's much appreciated. If you would like your opportunity to get a question featured on the show, go ahead and send that over to @LockedOnClips or @WillUpdike or @CharlesMockler. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. And if you send it, maybe not before a show, we'll just answer it right on Twitter. If you send it on Monday, we're just going to like it and we'll get to it during the show. But if you ask us a question on maybe a Wednesday, you know what? You're getting that full interaction, which we love.
Yeah, which we love. I like that you laid down the how it works.
Sometimes.
The processes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very in-depth over here at Locked On Clips.
And then, in case you hadn't heard already, Montrezl Harrell has returned to the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that, what that means for the Clips, as well as possibly the availability of Patrick Beverley in the preceding games.
Yeah, preceding games. You feel me?
Love it. And then we're going to be wrapping up with some shavings. We're going to talk a little bit more about some kind of seeding stuff, possible matchups for the first round playoffs. So you don't want to miss that. Stick around for all that and more right about now.
Yes. So welcome to Twitter Tuesdays. The first question that we got that I actually forgot to put in here was from Joseph Fryer Ward, host of the Clipset podcast.
Check out Clipset podcast.
Yeah, shout out Joseph Fryer Ward, shout out Brian Cullen. His question was, is the sky falling? Which, some people on Twitter after the loss, kind of seemed like the sky was falling the other day.
The sky, to me, is not falling because of the Nets' loss in any way. The sky, I mean, we're at 500.
I mean,
I thought that going 500 through these eight games was a very realistic possibility.
Yeah, we had more absences than we expected. I think everyone as a fan expected. You know, you don't expect the Magic City thing to happen. You don't expect Trez to miss possibly every single seeding game except for one. Like,
maybe.
It's a big thing.
Agreed. And, we never could have counted on the Pat Bev thing. My thing is, so the losses that I've freaked out about are not even the losses, but, like, the things that I've freaked out about the most in these seeding games is, like, and I feel like I hammer on this on the show all the time, but, like, just not building championship habits, you know? And to me, the Nets game wasn't that.
Yeah, that wasn't a what are we doing here. It was just kind of like, I don't know, second night of a back-to-back. All the role player guys are tired. They don't get a rest.
Absolutely. I mean, we'd pulled out a great win the day before. And you can point to some other poor performances in back-to-backs that we've had throughout the season, but that first quarter for the Nets was insane.
Historically.
I said it in yesterday's recap of the loss, but Kawhi was so damn good offensively.
Yeah.
That I mean, if anything, that's what I call a productive loss.
Yeah, encouraging loss.
Encouraging loss.
Got a lot
loss.
Of those last season, which was always a good time. Jay Knight, J-A-E-N-I-T-E on Twitter, asks, in what basketball aspect do you want to see the Clippers tighten up before playoffs? I'll defer to you because tighten up is one of your preferred categories.
Just
for things the Clippers
tighter,
need to do.
Yeah. You know?
Not lose weight. We didn't say that.
for me, it's going to stay the turnovers. We have been much better in that regard in the last few games. It's interesting because the Clips have with the number two record in the West, have averaged something like 13 or 14 turnovers per game.
Yeah.
I don't expect it to go much lower than that, but that's just like, those are the easy kind of things that I don't want to see. And thankfully, we haven't in the bubble been seeing as much of the botched full court
unforced
pass,
errors, jump passes. Yeah, for
that
sure.
Kind of thing. So that has been very encouraging. But overall, it's just that. And then, I mean, it's cliche to say, but just like the execution, it's just whatever happens through the first three quarters to me doesn't really matter. As long as you can execute in that last frame.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And I think that we've done a better job of that. I think we've definitely seen flashes of things where, I mean, Kawhi is just getting anything he wants on the offensive end, and then very effective combo of him and Paul George on the defensive end. We've seen some great performances from the role guys kind of stepping up. Shout out Rodney Magruder once again. I've been pretty pleased with those two things, but those are still like, that's To me, those are the tweaks. Those are the improvements that you make to be championship caliber.
Execution. And then another big thing for me is fouls. Just some of the fouls we've seen, yeah. You know, just from Patterson, maybe fouling a guy in a 4-point play. I'd love to see that cut down.
Shooting fouls in general are crazy in the NBA right now.
Zoo's been phenomenal at not fouling, so that's been good. But yeah, I think execution is a good thing. But it's just the same stuff I kind of wanted tightened up pre the 4-month absence, which I think is a good thing. There's no new things that fans are worried about.
Yeah.
Which I think you look at how some other contenders are playing. There's new things for some teams to worry about. There's not new things for the Clippers to worry about.
Can I put health and family issues on the bubble of on the thing?
I'm not even trying to.
On the thing that we need to tighten up as well?
Yes. I hope everything is
less
healthy.
Family issues.
Less, well, Morris is going to be out. But that's a joyous occasion. Ronso O wonders, will Green and Zubats be adversely affected by the return of Trez? This question, I understand where it's coming from. Adversely affected, I think, is doing some interesting lifting in how this is worded. I think the biggest loser, if you will, with Trez coming back is going to be Zoo.
Obviously,
Jermichael's been effective at the five, and Doc has talked about wanting to play more of this small ball five. Seems actually committed to it now. And Zoo's a young guy who, while he's playing great, I'm sure Doc doesn't want to run out the great stretch of play or something like that. It's just probably going to be Zoo who gets less minutes. He's still going to play well, but there's just going to be less minutes.
So I agree. I mean, largely this is going to be matchup dependent, right? I mean, the biggest thing is Trez is obviously going to come into Zoo's minutes. You know, we've seen what the minutes load are like for Trez. You know,
hopefully it's not the same when he comes back.
Yeah, through the majority of the season, though. But I think as for Jermichael's minutes, and even some of Zoo minutes to an extent, is just going to be matchup dependent. There's just matchups where Zoo is going to be really great. If we end up playing the Mavs in the first round, I don't see why Zoo wouldn't get the same amount of minutes as he got last time.
Agreed.
And
same with the Rockets, too. Like, we went big against the Rockets, and we destroyed them the last time.
Zoo had one of his best games during the regular season pre-bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be matchup dependent, but yes, if anyone is going to suffer, I totally agree with you. It's definitely going to be Zoo.
Yeah, for sure. Corey DiBiase, again, fantastic name. Don't know if that's your legal name, but that's a great name. Wants to know, what should the second rotation in the playoffs look like? And should Rodney get more minutes with the second rotation as well? His second rotation is Reggie, Lou, Rodney, Trez, and Green.
Okay, so this is an interesting question. I think Rodney out there definitely improves some of the defensive struggles of that second unit.
Yeah,
especially now,
and he's kind of on the upswing.
He's kind of on the upswing. I don't know. Just seeing Reg in these games, these last few games, has been really a little bit of a wake-up call to the...
Refreshing, I think.
To the honeymoon phase of what I was thinking of Reggie Jackson coming into this thing. I thought he was going to be I'm not even going to get into that right now. But
it's too much.
But, so, ideally, I mean... This works. I guess my thing, my only issue with this, right? If you're calling the second rotation Reggie, Lou, Rodney, Trez, Green, where are you getting Shaman in?
So, I mean, so that's the thing. If Shaman's not hitting shots, is it Rodney over Sham?
Yes.
Right? Like, so I think that's where Corey's coming from right now, is that Shaman's a little inconsistent, so you might as well have the guy out there who plays better defense.
I'm going to toss this in there.
Let's hear it.
If Reggie is not hitting well offensively, get him the hell out of there. You go Lou, you go Landry, you go Rodney, you go Jamike, you go Trez.
This is a, man, that's a lineup, I would say. That's a good time. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that second rotation, because I'm not entirely sure where Doc's head's at. We might maybe see some man minutes or some weird thing like that.
As you've coined some chaos Doc.
Chaos Doc. Look, you put the pink polo on Doc, it's chaos Doc. No, thanks, Corey, for that question. I've been thinking about the second rotation like a lot. Just because there's, you know, Jermichael's just playing so well, he can't be left off of it.
Right? I mean, I don't think like, that was ever in question. He has to come out at the four. I think where it gets trickier on that second rotation is how much time does he end up spending at the five with the first unit, and how much time can he help the space on that second unit? Because really, that's what I like about Landry in that unit, maybe over Reggie, just depending on how he's performing the offensively.
The threat of space.
The threat of space.
Yeah, that's a good call. Max Power with a heater. He says, won't be the first or last to ask, I expect, but what do we think about the fact that Jermichael has been awesome at the five? And then he also adds, what are the odds on a Terrence Mann Finals MVP? So I think Jermichael's place is fine. I think Jermichael's place is cemented as the small ball five, of course.
Look, I mean, I had more
questions. It has to be.
I had more questions about this coming into the bubble, to be honest. We just hadn't seen enough of it. We did last season, but
yeah, it worked pretty damn well.
Yeah, we had not run it out enough during the regular season this year. The bubble has assuaged those fears for me. It looks good. I mean, it's like I alluded to in the last question. Like, the biggest question is, how many minutes do we need to keep Jermichael at the five in the starting unit, and how many minutes is he going to play at the four on the second unit?
Yeah, and how effective is the defense going to be in the low post for that?
Yes.
Gets a team like the Nuggets? Maybe not so much. They got size on the bench,
maybe
too.
You go opposite, though, and just try to run them off the floor.
I'm down with that. Bol Bol, real skinny. Final question. At FilmCricket55, shout out FilmCricket55. Always a good interaction on Twitter. Always a good time.
Appreciate you.
Seems like a lunatic in a good way. Observe that two of the noisier bubble stories have come from the Clippers. First, Lou, and then Pat and Paul George. Do we think this creates any issues in the locker room, since they're sure some guys are trying to quote unquote lock in for a title run?
I like this question a lot. I think it's interesting that the entirety of the conversation around the Clippers has focused on extracurricular stuff instead of the gameplay.
Yeah.
Except
for that Phoenix loss.
Yeah. I mean, which is both good and bad, because the Clips have played pretty up and down.
Yeah.
So we haven't been getting absolutely roasted. But I got to be honest, I just don't think that this is the kind of thing that any of the guys on the team really give a second thought to.
Yeah, and it's also, everyone knows that Dame started it on the Clippers, so it's fine.
Also your teammates. You're going to ride You're gonna ride for your teammates against any other person, except for, I don't know, your family?
Yeah, for sure. Especially you're in the bubble. Like, I don't think it's an issue at all. We appreciate the question. Noisier is a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Also as well. That's a great way to put that.
Also, we just go back to the classic Jadakiss. Why?
Yeah.
Why them dudes ain't riding if they're part of your set?
You know what I mean? Exactly. And why did they make the new 20s? Because I have all the old ones. Coming up, we're going to be talking Trez in the bubble. He's officially back. Instagram confirmed, so it actually is real. But first, we have to give a shout out to CBDMD.
Ooh, is that a doctor?
Yes. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete like Will and I are, a stay-at-home parent also like Will and I are, or we spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair just like Will and I do.
Very true.
Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient, easy-to-use roller or shareable among someone you absolutely trust to be not sick squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6, not B1 through 5, those do not help, to give you support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier, to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering our listeners 25% off your next order when you use promo code NBA at checkout.
Wow.
Once again, that's CBDMD.com, not .CBD. Use promo code NBA, all capital letters, for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD.com.
Wow. Thank you so much, CBDMD.com. So, big news for Clips fans everywhere.
Trez, baby!
The dude is back!
He arrived at seemingly 11:59 p.m. on, what day? We're recording this on Monday? On Sunday night.
Yep. Today is Why are we even naming days?
I don't know.
In the current situation.
Look, I've had issues with the Gregorian calendar my entire life, and I'm very happy someone's finally talking about it.
Anyways, well, I digress. Trez is back.
So we assume, does the 4-day quarantine begin on Monday? Like we both talked about this. It's like it seemed like he landed like pretty close to midnight.
It starts the day that we're recording this Monday. It has to. I mean, it was past midnight. It is technically Monday.
So the 4-day quarantine, which we're assuming he gets based on the reports from Chris Hayes.
We haven't heard anything different.
Have not heard anything different. We might see him on Friday. So here's my thing. If quarantine started Monday, so it goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I would love it if he played in the Thunder game on Friday. Would you be for it, or do you want him to rest?
No, I want everybody to play.
Yeah, okay.
We only have these last two games left before we're in playoff time, and the margin for error gets a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So even, I mean, I do think he needs to be ramped up, because competitive basketball, as we talked about on here, is way different than any exercise you can possibly do.
So what does ramping up for a player like Trez look like? Because everything, every interview, every story about Trez's work ethic is he's the kind of guy who will be like, hey, give me a break real quick, coach. And he'll take a sip of water and then be like, all right, I'm ready to do it. And they're like, wait, did you want a break? Like, what did you actually do? You know what I mean? Like, does ramping up for Trez look like... Because some guys respond well to play as much as you can. And then when you want to come out, I'll take you out. Or is there an actual cap on his minutes?
So he can't go back into his regular Trez load.
He better not play the entire second half of the goddamn game on Friday.
I mean, that's in no way responsible or sustainable, I don't think. And it's just also just not worth it, you know?
Yeah, agreed.
He's probably... You know, like I said, with him possibly, you know, we don't even know if he's definitely going to be playing in that last seeding game. He's really going to have to be ramped up the most in the playoffs. So I think that this game is really just about getting his legs back under him and developing some on-court competitive chemistry with the team.
And he has, so this matchup that we, because obviously he's not in the Nuggets matchup, unless Ballmer does something super crazy with his checkbook. It's a good matchup to have him kind of ramp up against the Thunder, because you have Steven Adams, who he's definitely going to be going against. You have Nerlens, who's not a slouch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's size. Those two dudes are both definitely larger than Trez height-wise.
Yes.
So he's going to be banging around and stuff like that. I hope he's kind of at, like, the 20-minute mark in that game.
I think...
Because if we win the Nuggets game, right... It's like kind of not, you don't punt the Thunder game, obviously, because you're still going to be getting Trez run, but it doesn't matter as much if we win that game, if we win the Nuggets game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I agree. As long as we maintain 500 over these games, I'm pretty happy. I think even if we do end up winning the Nuggets game and we're more or less, you know, we're definitely above four, right? Mm-hmm.
Secure in our seeding, as I've started saying,
securing the seed.
Yeah.
In that scenario, I would still like to see Trez play minutes in the Thunder game, just because
he needs them.
We just don't. We just don't have any other time to do it against a competitive team.
There's a diner in my hometown that used to, before a horrible outbreak of mad cow disease, used to sell a meal that was brains and eggs.
Yeah.
And it was called the He Needs Them. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about these Trez minutes against the Thunder. He needs them. Like, give him 20. His game, so this kind of goes into like what we're looking for when we see him on the court again. I'm looking for specifically, number one, sure hands.
Oh, I mean, his finishing has been incredible all year, but yes.
That's all I'm looking for. Yeah. All I want to see.
That'd be such a reassurance.
Yes. Catching passes well, because the pick and roll gets messy sometimes, even literally the best pick and roll of all time. Even that gets messy sometimes. And I'm wondering, we might see maybe more vision from Trez when he's coming back in terms of passing.
Interesting. Yeah, there. I mean, there's a little bit of perspective there. I think that that's really interesting. It would certainly be better than seeing him take way too many dribbles at the top of the key, just barely.
Or the bottom of the key.
Or the bottom of the key. I think that all that's great. I also just I want to see him rebounding well, like positionally, you know, being able to box out well, being able to get himself into spots where it's easier to secure those boards.
For sure.
Which I do think is, you know, it's partially ingrained muscle memory, but it's also just partially contextual and like being around the game and being around. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely all those things.
And then we're going to see. Like, if Trez clears quarantine before the Thunder game, he's just obviously playing in that Thunder game.
Yes.
Like, that just is a must. There's no way Doc's not going to ramp him up.
I just see it as a foregone conclusion. I don't know how you can afford to not play him.
Agreed. So, and we talked about this kind of before we started recording. Are we going to see Pat Bev in any more seeding games?
That one I'm a little bit more skeptical of.
He didn't play, like, I wouldn't have been, but he didn't play in either of the back-to-backs.
Which, of course, though, we knew he was...
throw him out there for the Nets a little bit.
I mean, we just knew he was going to get at least one full week off of games.
That's a good call.
I mean, the last time he had a calf strain, week off.
They gave him the time.
More or less cleared up.
That's a good call. Good historical reference.
So my thing, I guess, with that is, it's my same thing as with Trez. You need to at least see him in some limited minutes, if possible. You know, if the calf is there, if he's feeling strong enough to be on the court, you got to ramp up some minutes in on-court action. Like, I mean, I'm not worried about Pat Bev. He knows his game.
Because it's weird, because we've kind of seen him. We've at least seen Bev in the bubble.
Yeah.
We have not seen Trez.
Very true.
In the bubble.
Very true. He knows how to play his game, and that's all well and good. But once again, for me, it just goes back to the conditioning and just the chemistry on court. Like I do feel like you need to be in the trenches. You need to be in those minutes with the other guys to make sure that everything's operating as smoothly as it can.
And Bev is, you know, depending on who you talk to, I think the third most important Clipper.
Easily.
Someone on Twitter,
if not higher. And I don't mean that as disrespected Kawhi or Paul George.
No.
But like what he provides on the court, it's an intangible. It's just an intangible.
I think LA Clippers film tweeted this where they said, when Bev is off the court, the Clippers are contenders. And when Bev is ready to play, they're favorites.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, the perfect way to phrase that.
Absolutely.
I hope we see Pat Bev. If they sit him out of the Nuggets game, let's see him in the Friday game. Let's have him and Trez maybe ramp up a little bit together.
I mean, I don't know, because I can't think of that many lineups where they'd...
But hey, it's the front. Things might be weird.
Actually, I could see them in a closing lineup.
Doc kind of alluded to we might not see PG and Kawhi in the same game again. Like, there might be some weird stuff brewing.
I hope that that's not true.
I agree 110%. I hope Doc just plays it normally. Let us know what you want to see from Trez when he comes back at Locked On Clips. Coming up, we're going to be talking. We finally got an actual time for Clippers vs. Thunder, which is great. They're going to be talking some.
Don't love the time, to be honest with you.
Look, I can only start drinking so early. But first, Will, if you listen to the show, you know that I just have so much expendable income. I'm just sleeping on a bed of cash. What can I do with this cash?
You were making good money gambling. I will say. You were doing pretty well.
I may or may not have made some okay money
gambling. He came up on gambling. And the thing is,
what are you going to do?
Sports are back, baby. So it's time to get back on your gambling grind.
On that tip, dude.
We've been waiting on this since March, and it's here. We only have one thing on our mind, and that is MyBookie.com. MyBookie is a home run, slam dunk, triple overtime, game-winning shot, all wrapped up into one.
Say what?
I love it. You love it. And that should be all you need to hear in order to start betting today. Feeling good about your team's chances this year?
Love them.
Be sure to check out MyBookie's World Series future bets or NBA bets. Nothing shows you believe in your squad like betting on them before the season's even begun. We kind of have a policy that we don't bet on the Clippers because it's a little too personal.
Illegal, too, I think, maybe.
But we encourage you to. But why stop with baseball or basketball? Smart bettors are always looking towards the future. And in this case, that means hockey, football. MyBookie is already accepting bets on all your favorite NBA, NHL, and NFL games. There's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting. You won't regret it. Join today and MyBookie will match your deposit 100%.
They'll match it.
Plus, we'll toss in a free $10 MLB future wager. All you gotta do is enter promo code LOCKEDONNBA when signing up. That's mybookie.com, promo code LOCKEDONNBA.
Hell yeah. I just put a lot of my girlfriend's savings into some MyBookie investments, so hopefully that works out. Yeah, so it was announced finally.
They won't let you bet your shirt, which I think is unfortunate.
I also don't like that they don't let you bet I will eat my own hat. So Clippers versus Thunder, if you'd been monitoring this, didn't have a start time up until today. It was just a TBD.
It was a TBD, yeah.
Which I thought was weird and poorly planned by the NBA, if I'm being honest.
I think for seeding purposes, they were trying to pick, quote unquote, more interesting games. I mean, it's like you were alluding to earlier. If we end up winning this Nuggets matchup,
right?
Maybe we don't see a full Clippers squad. It's more of a warm-up game in this Thunder matchup.
That's fair. But so it will tip off at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday. So that's early enough to get a couple drinks in, maybe before the game, or at least during the game for sure.
Hey, they're on the East Coast, so you get to drink on East Coast time.
It's 5 o'clock over there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always 5 o'clock on the East Coast. But real quick, we're going to kind of end on this. So the Jazz lost to the Mavs. They had like a 20-point lead. The Jazz are garbage. I just want to put that out there. So that Jazz loss means that the Rockets can no longer fall past sixth.
Okay, which they weren't going to do anyway.
Which they weren't going to do anyway. They're locked into 2 through 5. Here's a scenario where they pass us in the standings. We have to lose out. And then the Rockets have to win their next 3.
Because they played less games than us.
Yes, which is a back-to-back against the Spurs, then the Pacers. Bit of a pain in the ass back-to-back.
Yeah.
I will say.
You drop one of those games, I think. Unless you play phenomenally.
And then their final game is a depleted and downtrodden 76ers team.
Yeah, that's a dub.
So, I don't think they pass us in the standings. Do you think that happens?
No, the only scenario I really see is us dropping to 3.
Okay,
I don't see the rug.
Because we got to lose out.
Yeah,
and I think we win one of these two Nuggets, Thunder games.
I would hope so. I don't want to go into the playoffs with a losing record through bubble play, but you know that's just me.
But also, hey, if it happens, don't matter.
It happens.
Yeah. So, and also, the Rockets are playing 3 games in 4 days. Which is a pretty shitty way to end the bubble if you're the Rockets. What are kind of the thoughts on possibly seeing the Rockets in the second round?
Don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, my thing is...
Unflappable Will Updike?
My thing is like, we're not going to do anything cheeky with the standings.
Yeah. Because Doc talked about that.
We tried to get the Blazers in, maybe. Quote unquote, maybe.
So that was, like, Doc talked about how we heard some players talking about the seeding or whatever, and he was like, let's just focus on our game. That's their part. Man, come on. We all saw the last line.
We were trying to get the Blazers into the 8th seed.
But we played the long con by making Damian Lillard mad.
You know what? Very good point. So I don't, you know, other than that, which we don't even know if that's an actual truth or if they were just being extra careful with Paul George.
Yeah.
But I don't see us like gerrymandering to try to get, you know, up or down in the standings. It's so cliche, but we're going to play whoever's in front of us. And honestly, I mean, if we got to play the Rockets, we got to play the Rockets. Is it a harder second round before going into a conference finals? Sure. Yeah, they're a good team.
So that's my thing. If they get to number 3 and we stay at 2, we possibly see them in the second round. Most likely. Right? Like, they probably take care of business against whoever that 6th seed is. It's probably the Jazz, something like that.
Yeah, if they move up to 3, for sure.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that. Like...
I mean, so here's my thing, right?
Obviously, worst case scenario, we drop down to 4 somehow and have to like face the Lakers in the second round, which I've actually said I'm down for because I think we body them.
So, I mean, so here's my thing, right? Is I keep talking about like building those championship habits. Yeah. Like that's what I want to see.
Hanging around.
I think having a harder second round, I think that, you know, is good for you, having a higher level of competition going into a Western Conference Finals instead of having a cakewalk. And having cakewalk is nice and everything. You can keep everybody rested. But, like, I mean, I think last year the second round matchup against the Sixers was Kawhi's hardest test in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, he had to hit, like, the craziest shot in the history of not the conference finals to make it past them.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
And I think that, you know, made them stronger against the Bucks. I think it made them stronger, you know, going into those finals. And, you know, I mean, we see it in other sports too, you know, like football or wherever, if you get a bye week, you know, sometimes it's harder for a team to perform at their
peak.
At their peak because you haven't been challenged enough.
And that's a good call.
I mean, honestly, if we know anything about this Clippers team, it's that they play to their opponent. And I think if play to a higher quality opponent in the second round, I think, A, I don't care who we're against in the second round. I think we're putting them away.
Agreed. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's the Lakers, the Rockets, whatever. I'm still firmly on the we're making the Western Conference Finals train.
Yeah.
We're going to hopefully get Trez peaking at the right time. I feel really bad for the first round opponent against Trez because they're going to get Trez, who has repeatedly stated that he's now playing for his grandmother.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what Trez on another level of intensity looks like.
Revenge tour Trez? You don't want to see it.
This is not going to be fun for opposing centers. Like, this is going to be rough.
How many charges do you think he draws? 50?
I think he might just purposely run into someone the first play he's in just to be like, this is what's happening. My shoulder's in your chest, and I've caved in your solar plexus. I'm excited. So, I also feel bad because just from a, you know, I think we're going to split one of these two games.
Yeah.
We're going to be 2 or 3. I was a little more confident we were going to hold on to that 2 seed. But then, you know, the Nets game, a bunch of weird stuff happened. But I'm still, in the long run,
a back-to-back one worried. Of those games to me is an expected loss.
Yeah.
In the bubble, granted just how short we are on personnel to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of have to expect the loss there. And honestly, what is the difference between 2 and 3? I really, like, I fail to see the difference. So, A, we play the Mavs. Okay, great. 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
B, if we drop to 3, we play the Jazz. Great. 4 or 5 games.
Yeah. And the Jazz look like garbage.
They can't hold on to a lead. As I said 3 minutes ago,
the Jazz are garbage.
They can't hold on to a lead. And they just, offensively, they have no answer for our team. So, like, I don't think anybody out there needs to be worried, is all I'm saying.
Agreed. I would, yeah, that's a good note to end on. Just don't be worried.
Just don't be worried.
You know, there's time to, you know, maybe some things happen, we worry, but right now, hey, just don't be worried.
We ultimately, you know, we're going to do our best to win these 2 games. And other than that, we don't control it. So exactly. No point worrying about it.
Man, Clips in 6. Wednesday's episode, going to be previewing that Clippers versus Nuggets matchup.
Can't wait. I'm actually really excited for this game if we end up, you know, playing everybody.
Going full strength for sure. We're going to probably have some presser vibes because there will be a presser.
You know it.
The day you're listening to this.
You love it.
And then whatever else happens now and then in Clipland, hopefully no departures are reported. Will, where can these fantastic people find us?
If you haven't already, please subscribe. You can do that at iTunes. You can do that on the podcast app.
Hell yeah.
We really appreciate it. We also appreciate it. You can subscribe on Spotify. You can subscribe on Deezer. Really helps us out. We appreciate it. If you feel so inclined, leave a rating or a review. We love it. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers.
And it will.
It will.
It will actually play it. We thank y'all so much for listening. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.